Now we're going to talk about blood coagulation disorders. And blood coagulation disorders upset your normal blood clotting mechanisms, and obviously the result is that you lose blood. When we think about the causes of them, and there are several different blood coagulation disorders, as you'll see in a minute, very often they're actually genetics. Sometimes they're X-linked diseases. Think about your normal body and think about homeostasis. Obviously, you need blood coagulation mechanisms, as that's how you form blood clots, okay, and stops you bleeding. And one of the key features of this is proteins. All the blood clotting factors are going to be proteins. And if you're missing some or they're not working correctly, then as we keep saying, your blood will not coagulate properly and you'll end up bleeding. So let's start off by considering hemophilia. It's fairly rare in the general population, but it is one of the most common severe inherited coagulation disorders. And we've got hemophilia A, which is the classic form. It's responsible for about 85% of all the cases. It primarily affects males. You'll see why in a minute. And it's due to deficiencies in factor VIII. About 90% is due to insufficient production, so you don't produce enough of it. And about 10% is due to defective factor VIII being produced. It's inherited. It's an X-linked recessive disorder. Another hemophilia, which is a little less common, is hemophilia B, and it results from defective factor 9. Again, it's inherited. Again, it's an X-linked recessive disorder. And in both cases, the intrinsic blood clotting pathways will be affected, and usually you'll produce insufficient fibrin clots, which will result in bleeding. And bleeding will often occur in the soft tissues, it can occur in the GI tract, the hip, the elbows. Then when we think about other blood coagulation diseases, there's one other one we'll consider called the von Willebrand disorder, and this is again hereditary. Usually it's an autosomal dominant disorder, but not always. And what this factor is, von Willebrand factor, is it's another protein, and it stabilizes factor VIII, one of our clotting factors in the blood. And it can result in either reduced levels of this or deficiencies in it. It's also needed normally for the adherence of platelets to damaged blood vessel walls. So obviously, if it's not present, problems are going to arise. And then finally, we're going to consider vitamin K deficiency. Vitamin K is needed normally for the synthesis and function of certain blood clotting factors, and the most important ones are 2, 7, 9, and 10. So if you don't have sufficient vitamin K, then you're not going to be able to either synthesize or they're not going to function correctly. And where do you get vitamin K from? Well, you take it in with your foods, liver, cheese, butter, egg yolks, green leafy foods. And it's also made in your digestive tract by bacteria. It's a fat-soluble vitamin, so it might be that you're not getting enough of it, or it could be that you're not absorbing it. These are only a few of the coagulation disorders. There are lots of other ones, but these are the most important ones.